last time you guys played the Eagles, it was as low as you guys were this season. You have not lost since. What has changed since that week?
You know, guys just playing a lot better football. You know, really focused on. We're focused in a lot more. You know, at that point in time, I think we were a tired group. We were, you know, had played 9 games prior to, you know, finally getting a bye week, and then you know you add in the preseason as well. So that's kind of a long time bye week coming so late. But I think guys are just really tuned in a lot more focused.
You guys are now challenging for the NFC East, and it's been a long time since you guys have won one of those. Since you've gone on this run of 5 straight games, have you seen, you know, a marked change in attitude or the locker room vibe?
You know, obviously when you win, and you know, there is going to be a change in how you feel about yourself. But really, for us, whether we're 3-6 and or 8-6, the mentality can't change because we still need to continue to both win ball games in order to make the playoffs. But you know, it's just obviously when you get when you win a few ball games in a row, you get more confidence than when you're losing.
Is it something that you guys actively talk about claiming that division title? Because I think the last one that you won was the team won was 99.
Not really. You know, it's not something we actively talk about. We just really just kind of going about our business one week at a time, one game at a time. You know, we've never been in a position to really look down the road, look too big picture, so to speak. And that still continues to remain the same. We know, you know, we expect a really tough game this Sunday against the Eagles. I mean, they're as talented as football team that we'll face this year. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough environment to play in, so we have to be ready for that.
I don't ask this to belittle the rest of the roster, but to consider where you guys are this season and where you've been in past seasons, how much of that is due to the fact that you have a franchise quarterback now?
Well, I mean, I'd say the majority of it is because of that. You know, in this day in the NFL, you have to be able to pass the football. You have to have a guy at that position who's an elite player if you want to do anything of significance. And you know, that's just the way the nature of the game is taken. You know, so with us getting Robert is definitely, you know, put us where we consider ourselves having an elite quarterback at the position, even though he's a rookie.
Continuing with that thought, I mean, it seems like, you know, even with RG3 out last week, the offense still worked pretty well. I mean, is it that much more of a luxury that it seems like you guys have two of those guys now?
You know, it's great to have depth. You think about what Kurt was able to do coming in, making his first NFL start, and, you know, the offense not really you know, missing too much of a beat. Obviously, you know, there's some things that you know, Robert can do. You know, from getting outside the pocket and being able to run the ball a little bit, you know, better than Kurt. But you know, Kurt did some great things. You know, making some big plays in the passing game and really acclimating himself well to the game. But I think that's a carryover. You know, with the way the offense played is a carryover from what, you know, has happened the prior 4 ball games, you know, with just guys just playing with a lot more confidence, a lot more focus, and just feeling like, you know, if we all go out and execute and do our jobs, then we can be successful.
And now, Lawton, you've seen a lot of quarterbacks come in and out, Campbell, Donovan, on down the list. When you heard the price that the Redskins paid to move up in the draft, what was your reaction at the time?
You know what? I was excited because I knew. I mean, if you want to go up and get a guy, you know, when you're trading up, you're gonna have to give up a lot. But I think when all is said and done, if people don't already realize it, he was well worth it, and they would do it again in a heartbeat, if not even, and probably give up even more to go get to be at a position to get him because he makes that big of a difference.
Speaking of rookie quarterbacks, what if, on tape, what development have you seen in Nick Foles after the last 4 weeks since you guys played him in his first start?
I think he's playing with a lot more confidence. He has a better command of the offense. You know, knows where he wants to go with the football. You know, guys are playing better around him as well. You know, he was making his first start when we played him, and it's a little different making that start, that first start, as opposed to in the Dallas game the previous, you know, week prior to us playing him, where he came in, you know, once Vic got hurt, you know, you don't really have a lot of time to think about stuff. You just go out and make plays. But, you know, being a starter is a lot different. So he's gotten a chance to get more comfortable with the guys around him and make more plays, get used to the speed of NFL defense a lot more now as well.
London, LeSean McCoy is supposed to be back out there. He hasn't played since that concussion against you guys. What's kind of your reaction to that? And looks like he's going to start.
Wish he would have stayed out one more week. I got a ton of respect for LeSean. We think he's one of the better backs in this league. Top two, three backs in the league when he's healthy and able to get going. I mean, he's a threat. Obviously we have to be aware of him and have to play well against him. But he's a top back in this league. Glad to see he's back healthy. With those concussions, you just it's something that you want to make sure guys long term health is as well. So I guess they feel fully he's recovered enough to be able to play.
London, just to go back, you guys prior to this year have had sort of a rotating cast of quarterbacks almost every year. It seemed like somebody different. There was Jason Campbell and Donovan McNabb and Patrick Ramsey and on and on. How difficult is it to, you know, build a winning organization when you don't have one guy you can look to and feel like you can count on?
It's extremely difficult. Again, as I mentioned, the way the league is now, you have to have an elite guy at that position, somebody that you know you're going to get consistently good play from week in and week out. And, you know, in the past, we didn't get that. You know, you'd have guys, you know, have a good game or two, then, not play as well in several other ball games. But, you know, with Robert, he's been consistently good to great for us, at that position. And it's extremely important. You have to have a guy at that position if you're going to make hay in this league.
And now from what you've seen, do you think he'll play this week?
You know, that's not out to me to discuss. I don't know yet. I guess he'll have his own news conferences, address the way he's feeling and stuff like that. I know he's getting a lot of treatment, and I think he's, each and every day he gets a little bit better.
It was worth a try, you know.
Hey, London, you got a pretty good streak going yourself. Can you talk a little bit about? I mean, it's kind of like you and Rondé Barber, right? for the most games played in a row, and I mean, you just don't want to give that up, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was. It's just really being seeing how I feel throughout the week, or sometimes it's game day type decisions. You know, I think anytime you play this game, you're going to be banged up. You're going to have injuries, and you know, if it's situations where I've been fortunate enough to be able to play each and every Sunday. But really, it comes down to not about me not wanting to give it up. It's just, you know, I just really want to be out there and play for my teammates if at all possible. I just love being out there for them. So it's more about that than anything else.
Speaking of injuries, you guys lost Carriker and Arakpo early in the season and have lost guys like Merriweather. Can you talk a little bit about how the defense has both schematically and just gelled together and dealt with those losses?
Well, you know, you're talking about two huge losses for us. Arakpo, been a Pro Bowl player for us in the past, a lead pass rusher for us. So, you know, obviously losing him, it was a big loss. And then Adam, you know, losing him was huge because he was a really good defensive end for us, especially in our 3-4 defense. He provided some pass rush as well. So you're talking about losing two key cogs in your defense. There's going to be an adjustment period because, you know, the guys that you have playing with them, you know, you also lose depth. So that was some issues that we had to adjust to as well. So it took the coaching staff a little bit of a time to kind of adjust to the new personnel we had playing and figure out what their strengths are and play to that.
In your career, London, you've seen a lot of coaching changes on teams you were on. What makes you buy into a new coach? And during that process, how are you involved? What are you looking at? Are you following the whole thing?
Yeah, I think with anytime you get a new coach in, you give them benefit of the doubt to go out and you buy into their system, right away. Obviously, they were hired for a reason, so you know they can coach football. So you just try to buy into what they do, what they're coaching. Me as a leader on the team, I try to do that. Definitely encourage guys to do that. And you know, I think with Coach Shanahan, it was easy to buy into what he's preaching because of his track record, having won the Super Bowls, and you know, as a head coach, and then also being on the being offensive coordinator on the Super Bowl winning team as well. So you know, that's his track record is proven as a winner. So it was very easy to buy into what he was preaching.